Report, Hamas leader urges worldwide mobilization on Friday. By Joshua Kaplan on October 19, 2023. Ismail Haniyeh, chairman of Hamas's political bureau, called on Thursday for Arabs and Muslims to engage in general mobilization across the globe on Friday and urged for sympathizers of the terror organization in nearby countries to march toward the Jewish state's borders, according to the Jerusalem Post. Haniyeh's call to action comes as Israel prepares to expand its military operations in Gaza against Hamas, which launched a shocking terror attack on the Jewish state on October 7 that has left more than 1,200 people dead and another 3,400 people wounded. Terrorists took 203 hostages into Gaza and over 100 people are still considered missing, with 30 captives believed to be children. Watch, man rips posters featuring Israeli kidnapping victims at University of Pennsylvania campus. Last week, Hamas called on Muslims worldwide to hold a day of jihad, or holy war, on October 13. We declare next Friday, the Friday of the Al-Aqsa flood, as a day of general mobilization in our Arab and Islamic world and among the free people of the world, the terror group said on October 10, according to Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. It is a day to rally support, offer aid, and participate actively. It is a day to expose the crimes of the occupation, isolate it, and foil all its aggressive schemes. It is a day to demonstrate our love for Palestine, Jerusalem, and Al-Aqsa, the terror group added. It is a day for sacrifice, heroism, and dedication, and to earn the honor of defending the first Qibla of Muslims, the third holiest mosque, and the ascension of the trusted messenger. Hamas's call for a global day of jihad sent a chill down the spines of Jews around the world. The call prompted the New York City Police Department, NYPD, to direct all officers to report for duty in uniform on the 13th. Some Jewish schools chose not to open on Friday, citing advice received from security firms they employ. This isn't about Israel, it's about Jews. And that's what's so horrifying, one parent told the New York Post. Meanwhile, outrage against Israel has risen in recent days after the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, was falsely accused of launching an airstrike on the Al-Ahli Hospital in Gaza City. Initial reports, which originated from Hamas, claimed the strike on the hospital was carried out by Israel. Several corporate media outlets and lawmakers, namely Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, amplified such reports. Watch, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. The IDF launched an investigation into the explosion and quickly concluded the hospital had been hit by a Palestinian rocket by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ. Later, IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Rees Jonathan Conricus, speaking to CNN, further elaborate on Israel's findings, which showed the Jewish state was not responsive for the blast. While in Israel, President Joe Biden said he concurred with the IDF's assessment, citing data presented to him by the Department of Defense. Based on the information we have seen today, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza, Biden said. Nonetheless, the false claim against Israel sparked angry mobs throughout the Middle East and North Africa, which targeted Israeli, American, and other Western embassies. Additionally, a mob took to the streets of the Jordanian capital of Amman and attempted to force their way into the Israeli embassy. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.